Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're going to be chatting now to Skalk Lowe, portfolio manager at PSG Wealth. And we're going to be chatting to him about our biggest money challenge. How do we survive these days? Skalk, a very good afternoon to you. Skalk, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, great Skalk. Thank you so much. And thank you for making time. Our listeners appreciate this discussion.
Likewise. And it's quite a contentious subject.
Absolutely.
I must say, it's wow, what a year it's been. And if we look at just we all see the official inflation rate. I mean, that's what we all see. We all look at this 5.9, and I don't know how many of my clients, friends, family, all these people turn around to me and say, "Scott, it can't be." I mean, 5.9% year-on-year growth inflation. I don't feel it. I go to the shops. I don't feel 5.9%. I go to the local petrol station. I don't feel 5.9%. So yeah,
no.
Ouch. And, well, I can answer that. As a local Cape Town boykie, coastal 95 unleaded. Look at June this year. We're looking at a price increase compared to June last year, 43%.
That's crazy.
I'm going to continue. 2 years, 84%. More that you pay for petrol. So that's just crazy.
But I mean, Skalk, we all know what's happening. And the cost of living, it's just going up. Petrol, food, everything just keeps going up. Nothing ever really comes down, but our income's not going up. What are we supposed to do? I mean, budgeting and saving, are they swear words nowadays?
You're going to swear at me, right? If I'm saying you need to go... Let's just get the budget ready. But unfortunately, that's to all the listeners out there, that is your best ammunition. That's the only thing you've actually currently, got. I mean, the harsh reality is we're sitting in an environment which we've pretty much felt, I would say, about 40 years ago. I mean, we haven't seen these type of, and to the listeners out there, I think this is exclusively South African. A lot of people that I've spoken to said, "Oh man, this is the government and this is, corruption and this is the," no, I think this is the one time where we can say this is a global, and I want to put this in inverted commas because I'm going to call this a pandemic.
Right.
Where we see, inflation go up as much as is it doing. So you're asking the question, what should we be doing? Because that's what it boils down to. And I would say, the first thing is unfortunately, the only thing we've got is a budget. And I'm going to drill through just one or two points which listeners can look at. What I usually do is I go to the end of the month and what I just categorize all my expenses. That's the first thing I do. There's a wonderful English saying that says, if you can measure it, you can manage it. Now, that's where it comes down to. You look at all your expenses. And then, very important, when that income comes into your bank account, this is where a lot of people, most people actually make that mistake. They tend to think, we'll see what's left and then we'll save. But that's not it. I always say, spoil yourself. And now people are going to again swear at me because how is savings spoiling myself? People, I deal with a lot of pensioners out there. Trust me on this one. You want to be spoiling yourself now because you will thank me in a few years' time. So what I usually say is savings comes first. That's savings is not the thing that's left after expenses. Expenses is basically what's left after savings. So you first start with your savings. And where do you put it? Look at those credit card fees. I mean, I really hate debt. That's the one thing that I really hate. And if I can drill it through to the worst debt as listeners you can have is credit card debt. I know the worst thing now in this environment is to feel like you're drowning. And when you feel like you're drowning, and that's drowning feeling is where your expenses just keep on exceeding any of those savings. Let's call it anything. You're going to the red every single month. Again, go back to your expenses. You need to go and look at those. You need to act on those because if this is a prolonged, let's call it inflation or interest rate cycle, You know, the last time we've seen this, this was 70s. In the 70s, where we had a massive stagflation. I'm not going to explain that now, but that was a longer period of raising interest rates, higher interest rates. Do not think this could be just be a, let's just, it's going to blow over. I mean, we're just going to have a little bit of higher interest rates, higher prices we pay for bread, milk, coffee. Oh, man, wow. I mean, for all the coffeeholics out there, you know, coffee over the past 2 years in rand terms has increased. Now, that's not the specific Royco or Nescafe. I'm talking about the coffee beans. Coffee beans has increased over 125% over the past 2 years. And you know what they say? You know what they say about coffee? You know, when food of the process of food actually goes up, you know, people tend to eat less. You know, when the process of coffee goes up, they eat even less. So, yeah, I mean, bottom line is, look at those coffee habits. Look at those little bad habits, and see if you just can't cut that. Don't look at debt, because that could actually make this problem a lot worse.
Absolutely. And what is practical spending?
Practical spending is I actually looked at that recently. And I actually found myself suddenly going back to the home brands. You know, I mean, it sounds so simplistic, but you know, you've always got used to taking the brand that you prefer. I mean, and I'm not going to name brands, but you know what I'm talking about, right? You know, it's going, you know, through that shelf, and you've got used to taking that sort of luxury coffee, as I just mentioned, that luxury bed, Hey, I mean, suddenly, I've realized by taking some of these retailers' home brands, I mean, I'm not just only saving money. In a lot of the instances, you know, they were actually better than the previous brands that I took. Try and do, you know, start off there. Try to look at that as your saving. Look at your spending habits. Look at your driving habits. I mean, really, I mean, I keep on telling my kids, you know, this is the time where you really want to rethink. You know, do I really need
have to go here?
To the mall now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do I really need to go to the mall now? I think it's just looking at your general spending habits. And I think the message that I've got, the short message is please look at this as if this could be something that could last for a year or two. Because remember, the one thing that the war in Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine, has created, it sort of created a thinking that, hey, this is just going to be a three-day war. Russia is going to run in there, and they're going to just run over Ukraine. If this is a longer, you know, term war, this could have really dire
longer impact on us.
Yep.
Absolutely. Skulklow, Portfolio Manager, PSG Wealth. Thank you for that insight, and thank you for those tips. We do appreciate it.